You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What the world is trending. We'll wrap up some Olympics news here. I think we each have got a few things from Olympics. We won the gold in women's discus. Way to go, Valerie Allman. Here's what I love. Caroline Marks took home gold for the USA in women's surfing. You know, that's not taking place in France. That's over in Tahiti. And I've been seeing some of the videos of these surfers. Pretty mind-blowing.
They're pretty good, huh?
That's pretty
wild.
Pretty
good. Strong core.
So now, now we've got a gold medal there. Oh, let's see. We got a silver medal in men's pole vault. Don't you have a pole vault story that you're going to share?
I do. You want me to do it now or are you going to wait?
Might as well. We're talking about pole vault.
Well, we were talking about this dude yesterday. It's the French pole vaulter that has made news. Anthony Amoretti and his bulge. And basically it hooked the pole there at the top and knocked it off when he was trying to get up and over it. And now he's been offered some money to show that thing off. The porn site Cam Soda has offered him $250,000 to do a 60-minute webcam show where he exposes his pee-pee-ding-ding. You think he'll do it? Probably not. Probably not, you guys. These porn sites do this kind of stuff from time to time. But wow. Good for him.
Oh, what else? Simone Biles fell off the beam, but she did win silver in the floor exercises, and Jordan Chiles took bronze in that. A few other things. Olympics got a few days left. USA is ahead in medals and tied for the lead in gold. So cheers to our Olympians. Colorado's got a new law that goes into effect tomorrow. If you're on the roads, it's the new lane filtering law. This is one that will allow motorcycles to move between cars, and this is important, if traffic is stopped. It's not to be confused with lane splitting. That's where motorcyclists kind of weave through moving traffic. That is still illegal in Colorado. It's not illegal in all states, but it is in Colorado. Lane filtering is different. It requires traffic to be stopped, such as at a red light or during a backup on the interstate and things like that. And the Colorado State Patrol, Jeremy, has listed five rules of lane filtering that everybody must follow.
Oh, I can't wait to thumb through that today.
Look, here's the thing. They're saying that this is probably going to help motorcyclists, and it'll help a little bit with the traffic flow, blah, blah, blah. But they say there is a big fear that it could also cause a spike in road rage incidents. Mm. And you see videos like every week come out about road rage incidents from motorcycles that are either doing lane splitting or lane filtering, as they call this one. And a lot of them get captured on, camera from the motorcyclists. And I don't know. All of it. Look, I don't ride motorcycles. I just don't. I fear for a lot of people's safety when they are zooming between lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
Whether it's stopped or moving, it just makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Do you have any comments on that?
Not one. Not a single one.
There's nothing we can say that will not get somebody angry on a text message. A U.S. district judge ruled yesterday that Google is basically a monopoly. It is a decision that can have what they call a seismic effect. Not only on that huge company, but on the internet in general. Now, Google's going to appeal this, they're sure. And this could actually wind up all the way in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I get it. They do kind of do. I think 90... Did you just say that 90% of searches?
Is it...
Is Google? I couldn't remember if you just said it or if I read it. But I think I read it. 90% of searches are all on Google.
How do you stop people from using it, though?
It works. It works great, and I like it, so I'm not going to stop using
it. It's one of those things where people like the product. Yes, we will get text messages from people who hate Google. All right, that's rare. Most people just love it and use it all the time. So it's like, how do you deal with that, quote, monopoly?
I occasionally dabble in the Microsoft Edge from time to time.
Do you?
Uh-huh. And Ask little... Jeeves. I think Ask Jeeves is still
out
there.
I will occasionally jump into DuckDuckGo.
Sure, yeah. What are you searching there? Because that doesn't keep track of what you're searching. How come you're on DuckDuckGo?
I don't know.
You looking up Pole Vaulter?
What is with you and sound effects all of a sudden?
I'm loving that one.
How many friends would you say you have that are true friends?
Five. Honestly, five.
A new study found that the average American has five true friends.
There you go.
And that, they say, is the same number as 50 years ago. So we're not, like, with the age of social media, we're not adding a whole bunch of true friends. We're adding a bunch of artificial friends. We still have the same number. And there's still 2% of people, the same as 50 years ago, who say they have no friends whatsoever.
Oh, a sad day for them.
I don't know if I have five true friends. I might have like three true friends. I might be a little below average then. And you know, if you have listened to the show long enough, you know that I have a thing for a particular perfume for women. It's made by Dolce & Gabbana. It's called Light Blue. And I just think it is, I mean, just thinking about it makes me have a sound effect, a Jeremy sound effect.
No, I'm playing him too much, apparently.
Now Dolce & Gabbana has launched a new perfume for dogs.
What?
It's called Fefe. Fefe, named after the dog that belongs to the company's founder. His name was Domenico. Domenico Dolce. Hey! What's the matter, you? They say the perfume has been approved by veterinarians. Dogs seem to really like it. And it's... I'm not even going to describe what it smells like. That's not important. Here's the thing. If you want to go out and get a bottle of this for Goldie Fawn, your dog, Jeremy.
Okay.
Save your pennies. It's a little over $100.
Oh, that's rough.
Hey, the logo on the front is plated with 24 karat gold.
Ooh,
you get a
fancy
dog collar.
That's a bougie dog right there. Bougie dog.
So, you know, it'll sell for a while. It'll be like the trendy thing to do. Go out and get perfume for your dog.
Cute.
What else is trending?
That's cute. Well, I hate to go back a step, but I forgot. I have another Olympic story. This one's pretty good. Filipino gymnast Carlos Yulo is the first Olympic gold medalist in the history of the Philippines. And they say he's going home to a hero's welcome. A bunch of local companies are going to give him a bunch of free stuff. He's going to get a lifetime of free buffet meals from Vikings, whatever that is. A fully finished two-bedroom condo, a lifetime of free food and drinks at the Tipsy Pig out there, and a lifetime of free colonoscopies from Dr. Something or Other. Isn't that great? A hero's welcome. It sounds like he's also going to get a lifetime of free fried chicken from some fried chicken place. Oh, and $52,000. Damn, it's good to be a Filipino gymnast right now. Real good.
The thing is, all of that kind of junk food, you don't see gymnasts eating that stuff.
I know.
You know, a lifetime supply of kale.
Just
and
junk food. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's where the colonoscopy comes into play. You can blow it all out of there. So Brooke Shields must need some money right now. She's going to be auctioning off her Calvin Klein jeans that she wore in the infamous ad campaign back in the 80s when she was 15 years old, and it was very provocative at the time.
Sure.
Still is, really, if you look at the pictures. I mean, it's very naughty for a 15-year-old girl to look like that, personally, I think. Anyway, they're valued at $50,000, so I guess you're going to go up for auction or on eBay. It doesn't really say, but I guess she's looking to get some cash for them. Some pervert will buy them, right?
You know, lately, all these things that come up for auction, they've been selling for way more than what they, like, talk about. So,
and I bet she's seen that. I have bet she has seen that, actually. And she's like, man, I can get some big cash. Right. You're about ready to get some more John Wick. I guess a sequel series is in development. It's a TV show. It's a follow-up to the films. It's called John Wick Under the High Table. It's a series that it's going to continue the story immediately after Chapter 4, it sounds like. But Keanu Reeves is not going to be in it. I didn't see 4. Did he die or something?
I don't know.
Sounds like he's just going to be a producer or something.
Don't spoil it for
But they also say that there is a fifth film in development, so maybe he didn't die. I don't know. I didn't see it, Don.
You're thinking of Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't. Spoiler alert. And Han Solo dies, you guys. And Han Solo dies. If you like Shaboozy, you're probably going to be hearing a lot more of that bar song, Tipsy, because it's still number one for a fourth total week on a bunch of different charts. It's still killing it. So those of you that don't like country, well, too bad. Too bad. And we now know what happened to Zac Efron in that pool. We talked about this yesterday where he had an incident.
Oh, they said he was in distress.
In distress.
What
does that mean? He dove in, hit the bottom, and his lungs filled with water now is what we know. So he actually hit his little head at the bottom and got all lightheaded and heavy, apparently. Josh and I were talking about this yesterday, Dom. It's like, imagine if you were like the female lifeguard on the side of that pool and this happened with Zac Efron in the pool and you're like, hell's yes. Hell's yes. It's time to give some mouth to mouth to this guy. Hey, you like going out and shopping and getting a good deal? There's a new survey out about everyday expenses and found that many people get an actual buzz when they score a good deal. The average post-purchase glow lasts about 216 minutes. And one in three people feel that buzz just a little bit longer. I get that. I get that little buzz. And then you talk about that great deal for years to come, you know?
Yeah.
I still talk about my coffee maker that I got for $5 at Walmart.
People are not shy about bragging about their good buys.
No, I know, man. I know. What else is going on? There's a story about kids' lunches floating around, which is perfect since I think a couple schools start up on Thursday and Friday this week, a couple school districts. They say about a third of parents eat whatever's left in their kids' lunchboxes for dinner. So the kid comes home, and there's a bunch of stuff left in there, and mom and dad scarf it down.
Oh, that's funny.
And a bunch of parents are saying that their child's lunch is better than what they received as a child. I think that's right in my household. Knick-Knack packs a ton of fruits and vegetables in my kid. They're very healthy lunches.
Well, that's
when she sends them. Versus the, you know, the bologna sandwich and the barbecue chips and the can of Sprite.
That some kids get. Yeah, come on.
There was this kid that kept showing up to school with his little lunch tote, and he'd crack it open, and he'd have like a Dr. Pepper in there, a package of Reese's peanut butter cups, and like a jelly sandwich. And Reed would come home and be like, "This kid, I'm very concerned about him because his lunch is just not healthy every day." I was a little concerned too. You're packing your kid Dr. Pepper and Reese's peanut butter cups for lunch?
Man, if I was Reed, I'd be jealous. I'd be over there swapping. That's what we always did. We swapped lunches.
I was like, that kid crashed in fourth period every day, I guarantee. Speaking of well-endowed eggplants, here's a guy with a bigger eggplant than that pole vaulter. Dave Bennett of Iowa just broke the record for the world's largest eggplant, Dom. Serious girth on this bad boy. It weighed in over 8 pounds, and it's about 28 inches in circumference, and I guess it has scored him a Guinness World Record. That's a thick eggplant right there, real thick. All right, let's do your Fat America.
Get in my belly!
So check this out. Wendy's announced a deal that Frosty lovers are going to enjoy. Starting yesterday, the chain is selling $1 small Frosties at participating Wendy's locations, basically for the rest of the summer, up until about September 15th, so you can roll
in. What do we owe this?
I don't know. I guess Wendy's is just being nice. Maybe. Anyway, Dollar Frosty's not bad at all. All right, let's do your clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a funny TikTok debate going on right now. People saying that it is extremely rude to order sizzling fajitas at somebody else's birthday dinner when you're out, because it takes all the attention off of them and puts it right on you.
What?
Because when those sizzling fajitas come out, everybody watches you and looks.
Fajitas now?
Fajitas, buddy.
If it's not your birthday?
That's right. You can't order the fajitas because it's rude. All the attention goes to you. You can find that on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
And trending is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. They can upgrade your heating and cooling systems, reduce your monthly utility bills, and get you several tax credits and rebates on your new equipment. Book online at efficientcomfortco.com.